Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis sitting in on this Wednesday. Actually, it's not. Is it Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday already, right? No, is it Tuesday? God, I'm getting my days mixed up. Let's see, Sunday, Monday. It is Tuesday. Jeez, I'm out of it. Tuesday, October 28th, 2008. And it's great. You know, we're going to put fluoride in the kids' milk at schools. And we're going to dumb down, you know, the populace even more. Delicious. I mean, that's awesome. Go read the whole article over at Prison Planet InfoWars. It's beyond belief. Tarpley's coming up in about 5 minutes after the break. We're going to have him on for at least an hour. We're going to discuss the election. I want to get in depth about these two candidates. He's been very anti-Obama, and I'm anti-Obama as well. But, you know, I'm also anti-McCain, so it's just so hard for me to want any of it. I did pull up a news clip of the assassination attempt on Obama, the right one. Finally, I got it right. Who knew? Second try. And, you know, these are skinhead punk kids. I haven't read the whole affidavit yet. I will get to it, but let's play this clip right now before we come up on this break.
And right now, there's another breaking story coming into our newsroom. Federal agents have disrupted an alleged plot to assassinate presidential candidate Barack Obama, as well as dozens of African Americans. ABC 7 investigative reporter Chuck Gowdy joins us with details. Chuck?
Linda, two alleged skinheads, according to federal authorities, met about a month ago on the Internet. They have been in custody since last Wednesday as authorities investigated what was behind the suspected plot against Senator Obama. Last week, according to the authorities, they were driving around central Tennessee discussing a white power murder plot, their car sporting a swastika in window chalk and other race hate symbols. Federal prosecutors a short time ago releasing a copy of the charges in the plot against Obama, that he was to be among 102 black victims targeted by a pair of young men from rural Tennessee. Authorities say the suspects planned to kill 88 victims with gunfire and 14 people by decapitation. Federal agents say there is significance to those numbers in skinhead circles. 88 stands for Heil Hitler. H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And 14. There are 14 words in the main marching orders of neo-Nazis. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. The men, allegedly led by this man, 20-year-old Danny Coward of Bells, Tennessee, allegedly planned to go on a national killing spree with Mr. Obama as their final target. They said that would be their last final act, according to a federal official, that they would attempt to kill Senator Obama. They didn't believe they would be able to do it, but that they would get killed trying. We took these photos a little while ago from Cowart's MySpace page on the Internet, a site loaded with pictures of guns that he claimed to own. Cowart and a man named Paul Schlesselman, 18 years old, were arrested in Tennessee after Crockett County sheriffs received a tip from a neighboring sheriff's department. The plotters admitted to investigators that they were planning to rob a gun shop to steal weapons for their killing spree. Investigators say the men had several weapons at the time they were arrested last week, including a Fozzie 308 rifle and sawed-off shotguns. According to the affidavit on file in Washington, the men planned to go on a nationwide killing spree targeting an African-American school in Tennessee, that they then planned to go to other states, and when they finally met up with Obama, according to federal investigators, they planned to drive their vehicle as fast as they could toward him, all of them dressed in white tuxedos and wearing top hats as they carried it out. We're still looking into this. It's just unfolding within the past hour out of Washington, and we will have much more coming up later on the ABC 7 News.
So there you go. You know, were these guys recruited because they're nuts on MySpace? Are they on medication? Are they just straight racists? Obviously, they didn't think they could do it. Who knows? We're going to get Webster Tarpley's take after the break. This is InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Mm-hmm. A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex. I want to remind everybody to go to Infowars.com and pick up a copy of my latest film, Fabled Enemies, deals with really the intelligence ties with the Mossad, the Pakistani ISI, the Continuity of Government program here in the United States, and 9/11. But right now we have Webster Tarpley, who, of course, is the author of Synthetic Terror and, of course, Obama, the Postmodern Coup. Thanks for being on, Webster.
Another book, an even newer one, called Barack H. Obama, the Unauthorized Biography. So I've got two on Obama this year.
Excellent. Well, obviously, I mean, let's get right into it. We're 1 week away from the election. You have been very anti-Obama. I mean, I'm not saying you're pro-McCain. Obviously, you're not. But why, for our audience, why don't you give an overview of why you think he is the much more dangerous candidate?
Well, the short answer is because he's a fascist, and that is something unlike any other candidate seen so far. And in order to get into this, you've got to really go back and look at what fascism was, which is not what Naomi Wolf, or Naomi Klein, for that matter, or this guy Britt, or others are going to tell you, or for that matter, Jonah Goldberg. There's a whole cottage industry to try to obscure what fascism was. Fascism is not a top-down dictatorship that becomes more and more stringent and oppressive, and you get a complete police state from the top down. For that, you wouldn't need a new term. That would just be a police state dictatorship or a tyranny or despotism or something like that. Fascism has another component, which is a demagogic, pseudo-revolutionary, hyper-revolutionary mass movement. And that's got to have grassroots cover. It's got to be anti-authoritarian. It's got to be radical. It's got to be leftist. It's got to be anti-establishment. And the only candidate in the field right now who has that is, of course, Obama. He's got this legion of Kool-Aid drinkers and fanatics, people who are devoted to a personality cult of Obama and not to any set of issues. And there's a kind of utopian, apocalyptic aspect to this, that what's going to come out of this is not just policies that might be better or might be worse, but it's a radical renewal of the world, a renewal of the human personality, and so forth. And this is the most dangerous stuff you can get. So I would say right now the biggest danger is a seizure of power by the repo clique, by the Reed, Pelosi, Obama clique. That would essentially be the Mussolini fascist corporate state. And again, corporate in this case means a guild. It doesn't mean a modern corporation in the way that Mussolini used it. And that would be pretty much you've got the fascistization of the economy through the $700 billion bailout for Goldman Sachs. That has set up what amounts to a compulsory state-sponsored cartel to drive down wages, to drive down production, but to shore up this $1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble that we're stuck with.
Well, let's get into the bailout in a minute. And I want to talk about what you just said about Obama, because I can't help but agree with you that he does have like this rock star image where people do follow him. I mean, I've seen more artwork that spooks me out, that reminds me more of like, you know, Maoist propaganda and these, you know, portraits of him in like blue and off red. It is spooky to me there. And I do see where you're coming from on the fascist end as well, but are we really going to see that much of a difference than someone like McCain coming in, who really looks like, I mean, no offense, but a walking corpse? I mean, I don't think he's going to make many decisions except for that on behalf of the establishment. I agree that he probably will not be able to coerce the people as easily. This guy Obama is definitely a charismatic guy. He's a good speaker, and he has been able to get away with, again, campaigning on almost nothing, just on his words and his personality. I don't know of any campaign points such as, you know, getting us out of Iraq. I don't see that happening. People believe that, but it's just a de-escalation.
It's quite the contrary, if I may. Obama is the biggest warmonger in the field. Obama is a bigger warmonger than McCain. Obama is personally committed to bombing the hell out of Pakistan. He's very, very strong on that. And he started with that already a year ago this summer in Chicago, demanding the unilateral U.S. bombing of Pakistan and no two ways about it. He repeated that in his Denver convention speech, saying, we've got to go and get bin Laden at the cave where he exists. Now, the world has changed. Nobody, not even these characters, have any serious interest in this bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, 9/11, war on terror. This is not what they're doing now. They're attacking Pakistan because it's a Chinese ally. The world has radically shifted, and Obama, of course, is a key part of the shift. We no longer have a neocon Bush-Cheney regime in Washington. What we've got is a Rice-Gates-Mullen-Paulson regime, which is run by trilaterals, Bilderbergers, people like Goldman Sachs, Soros, David Rockefeller, and so forth. And the target list has changed radically. Pakistan is the target because it's a Chinese ally. Biden is famous for his anti-Sudan tirades. And it's not about bin Laden and al-Qaeda. It's that you need a humanitarian invasion. He says we've got to go in and save the people from genocide. Now, of
but
course,
don't you think they'll also sell the
doing,
public with
on.
That?
All right, Let me finish the point.
Sure.
The point is that what they're after is to cut off the oil to China. Everybody knows that China gets 6, 7, 8% of their oil from Sudan. So the whole strategic map has changed. The people that are caught in the left liberal universe, they still don't understand this. They still think that they're dealing with Bush, Cheney, and the neocons, and that there's going to be an attack on Iran. I don't think there will be. There's an attack on Pakistan that's going on every day. There's an imminent attack on Sudan. And above all, the whole thing has shifted with Georgia being played against Russia by these people. We're now looking at confrontations in Central Europe. So the short answer to your question is, which imperialist do you want to fight? Do you want to fight a demagogic imperialist of the type of Obama, who promises a facelift for the Anglo-American policy, who can turn out 200,000 German lemmings in Berlin, who's got this legion of Kool-Aid cultists? Or do you want a tired old reactionary, a lame duck, a transitional figure, someone who would be facing, like McCain, facing a Congress that would be very hostile to him because they would feel that they had been robbed of their one-party state. I think what you really hope to get out of this thing, and it's a very modest program, is divided government. We want gridlock. We don't want bipartisan unity around new bailouts of the type that Goldman Sachs is demanding. We don't want the Social Security Trust Fund to be looted in this attempt to prop up the derivatives bubble. So Obama is simply more dangerous and more effective. If you want to organize the Third World War, you need Obama. You're not going to get anywhere with McCain because nobody in Europe is going to deliver money or troops to the U.S. based on McCain's face. McCain can't go to Africa and say, brothers, join with me and kick out these Chinese interlopers. Obama can do these things. He's more effective for imperialism, and I'm basically in the business of trying to make imperialism weaker rather than stronger. That's, I think, a way to approach the election.
Well, I hear you there, Webster, but I just feel in my heart I can't vote anything but my heart. You know, I can't vote for the lesser of two evils.
Forget vote. What is vote? Vote one wretched, miserable little vote. What you've got to do is attack Obama. Basically, expose Obama for what he is, and the people will do the rest. Right now, again, the worst possible outcome is Obama, Pelosi, and Reid. That is a government that will, among other things, try to shut down this radio program. The whole Genesis Network would be a target for hate crimes and for what they call the fairness doctrine.
Do you think Cindy Sheehan has a shot against Pelosi in their, the seat for...
I wish her well. I hope she does the best she can, and I hope she at least embarrasses Mrs. Pelosi as much as possible. But the question of dictatorship, see, one thing is, you know, the FBI comes and harasses you. That's what we've seen with the Patriot Act. And it's clear that that has limits. You get to a point where the police and the secret police are not enough and the army cannot be relied on. And that's the classic point where the financiers, the Soros, Rockefeller, Goldman Sachs types, turn to a mass movement of gutter snipes and hooligans and thugs and goons and fervidly idealistic students, and that's pretty much the Obama, this legion that he's got, the sort of left liberals, who they've been so blinded by their hatred of Bush and Cheney that they have imitated them in many ways, and they're now interested in suppressing free speech. They want to shut you down if you criticize their idol, and they bring to this a religious fanaticism that you just don't see on the other side. There's no group in this society that is, you know, 1,000% devoted to McCain. And this simply means that Obama is by far the most dangerous. So if you come out of it with McCain and a Democratic Congress, let them fight each other to a standstill. That's the most you can hope for. I don't know what else you can hope for. And by the way, don't blame me for the situation because I didn't create it.
Well, absolutely. No one here is blaming you, Webster. Absolutely not. I don't know. I just see it as a lose-lose. I mean, you put Barack Obama in, you're more likely to get a progression of this with the people really standing for it. Because, again, he's a charismatic guy. He's a good speaker. I haven't seen a speaker, a politician as slick as him since Bill Clinton, who was able to keep...
Mussolini.
Well, I wasn't around when Mussolini was around, and I don't speak Italian, so I can't really speak to how charismatic he was. But, you know, Clinton... I mean, he was smooth. He still is smooth. I mean, he's really good, and I see that in Barack Obama. He's able to smile and get around almost.
But wait, this is much. Don't you think this is too superficial? I'm talking about a fascist mass movement.
Yeah,
now,
but
Clinton didn't have this in his wildest dreams, and Mrs. Clinton had no such thing.
Well, I would disagree.
Bush doesn't have it.
I would disagree that Bill Clinton didn't have that mass movement. By the time he was elected the second time, the country really did love him, Webster.
Not a fascist mass movement. That's just a politician who is, and which, what can you say about Clinton? He was better than Bush the Elder, mm-hmm. He was better than Dole, and he was better than Bush the Younger. So mm-hmm. On that basis, he got a lot of people to follow him, and I think he did some things that were very bad. But there's just no comparison. See, what you're doing is mixing apples and oranges. You're saying just another bourgeois regime, just another reactionary, just another, and you're mixing that with a fascist mass movement and a one-party state.
Yeah, but now, he's not even in right now, and right now the economy is being raped on another level with this bailout and the threat to congressmen.
Yeah, fine, let's look at that.
Look at that on the flip side. I do. I want to talk about the bailout. I want to talk about the economy being raped. I want to talk about the pension funds being gone. I want to talk about the Dow just totally and completely dropping. I think it went another 200 points yesterday. We got Webster Tarpley, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
9988. They rail against the crowd.
Another ragtag band. All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. We're with Webster Tarpley right now. We're discussing the election. We're discussing the bailout. And before the break, I was trying to make the point that this rape of the economy has already really more than begun. I mean, this bailout is huge, and this is under the Bush regime. And now we're moving probably into, you know, Obama. And to me, it's almost like the same people are heading both of them up. It's just going to be a continuation. And I don't think that it's any less severe. I mean, I still see an agenda in Eurasia. I still see an agenda here at home. But don't we already live in really a pseudo-fascist society right now? I mean, the corporations pretty much have a dominant monopoly on the arms industry, on the housing market, on the media itself, Webster, and now really the banking cartel has gone just out of control. So I understand you think it's going to go to another level. So here you go, Webster, go for it.
You're making the mistake that people in Italy made in 1919, and they said, how could it get worse? We've got people that are forgotten today. We've got Facta. We've got Salandra. How could it be worse? Mm-hmm. And when Mussolini seized power with the March on Rome in 1922, they found it could get infinitely worse. And the same thing was in Germany. It was complicated by the fact that people by that time in the early 30s had been looking at Mussolini for a while, and there were a lot of leftists and labor people in Germany who said, well, Brüning is as bad can be. He's already a fascist. So this Hitler will not make a big difference. And then when they went off the cliff in January of 1933, they saw that there was a qualitative difference. And this you can see in the memoirs and the memorabilia of the period. The people had this idea that it was already as bad as it could get, but their imagination was nowhere near rich enough to grasp what was coming their way.
But Webster, wouldn't they need another big event, another big false flag op, either here or in Europe or Canada perhaps, or maybe
sure,
even Mexico?
Sure, but of what type? Mm-hmm. Look, the whole scenario for Obama has now been blurted out by Biden in Seattle on the 19th of October. He says basically two things. One is a 12-month perspective where he says our economic decisions to deal with this systemic crisis and breakdown crisis of the banking system, these decisions that we will have to make will be sound decisions, he says, because he's a banker's boy, mm-hmm. but they will be so unpopular that our regime will collapse in the polls within 12 months. So we want you to support us because we're making sound decisions, even though everybody's going to say, wait a minute, what are you doing? I didn't vote for this. I didn't want this. That's the 12-month perspective. I mention this one because this is the one the Republicans generally don't want to talk about because they're going to try to do the same thing. That's correct. Now, the other side of it is the 6-month perspective, that there's going to be a generated international crisis hooked up, and it's going to involve the Middle East, but Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia is the one that I would point you to, because that already represents a qualitative escalation of the insanity and the danger. A country like Iran, basically defenseless in the sense of intercontinental strategic weaponry. They can do a lot in the Gulf. They can do things in Iraq. They can do a great deal. But there's really very little way that they could strike the United States with any military means. But when you're dealing with Russia and China, then everything changes radically. You're talking about intercontinental ballistic missiles, hydrogen bomb warheads, things that are much better, in fact, than a lot of things that the U.S. has. So Biden says we're going to have a test in the first 6 months. And then he points out the righteousness of the U.S. position will not be evident. It won't be clear that we're doing the right thing. And I think it means two things. The false flag question. The old false flag will not be repeated. I don't see just a repetition of the old false flag, because the targets are no longer bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. That's over with. What is the target now is Russia, Moscow. And it's somehow got to be a false flag that will get you a strike against an enemy of today, Pakistan maybe, Sudan. Again, these are Chinese allies.
All right, but let me stop you there. Don't you think that they would use that same boogeyman, bring out the General Mahmoud Ahmed connection, the ISI connection, the fact that bin Laden lives there to spook the American public? I mean, you don't think they'll use that card again just to try to take with them the already, somewhat conservative base that still believes in this war on terror?
The whole war on terror is a totally discredited, used up, and useless construct at this point. See, the intelligence community is not Johnny One Note. They can't be. You can't just go on till kingdom come repeating bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and all this other stuff. This is discredited. This gets you nowhere. If you looked at the two conventions, these things were hardly mentioned. Biden was one of the ones who mentioned it, probably the only one at the Democratic convention. And at the Republican convention, it was very, very much eclipsed. The new target is Russia. You've got to find ways to strike at Russia. And that gets you into a different kind of false flag.
All right, we'll come back to you right after this. Webster Tarpley, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Jason Burns, sitting in for Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
All right, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to have the exclusive Willie on the Tour Bus interview. So cool to be able to go up to Willie Nelson's house, interview him and Jesse Ventura, you know, having conversations about what's going on in the world today. Right now we're discussing the election, the bailout with Webster Tarpley. And Webster, maybe you can explain this to me a little bit better, how this bailout is able to go from one administration to the other and then get just so much worse. I mean, obviously this is a down payment. This first $750 billion with another $150 billion on top of it that we know about publicly is probably, you know, a multiple trillion-dollar deal. It will go into either administration. But, you know, again, you really think that Obama can get the world behind him into this conflict with Russia. Now, obviously there was a test run for that, the Georgian conflict. Why do you think that this conflict with Russia has to happen? Do you feel that Russia is unhappy with their place in the world? Do you feel like they don't feel like they're going to have, you know, first world status in this new global order? Explain.
Russia is not the aggressor. Georgia was the aggressor, egged on by Soros, Brzezinski, and others.
Well, I agree there. I mean, absolutely. I mean, what's his name? Not Soros. What's the president's name? I can't.
Saakashvili.
Yeah, Saakashvili went on Glenn Beck. And he basically said that Russia was against the New World Order right on television. So obviously they want their place in NATO, Georgia. they were under U.S. direction with special forces there and Israeli special forces as well, probably Blackwater. They were the aggressors. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, where do you why do you think Putin can't get along? You know, why do you think they sent Georgia in there?
Well, the issue is, who will have imperialist world domination for the next 100 years? And what we have now is an unprecedented crisis of Anglo-American imperialism. In other words, U.S.-British world domination has never been more threatened than right now because of pure bankruptcy, because of this $1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble, which is now destroying the banking systems of London and New York. And these are the epicenters of the crisis. The normal response of Europe under these circumstances would be break off from the U.S. and the British and do east-west trade energy deals with Russia and Eurasia and save themselves at the same time that the rest of the world runs like as fast as they can from London and New York. So the Brzezinski calculation is something like this. If you can smash Russia and China, above all, if you can get an end game where you get Russia and China at war with each other in World War III, this is the ultimate goal for somebody like Brzezinski, a geopolitician, then the U.S. and the British can rule the world for another 100 years. But if they don't do this, the U.S.-British empire is simply doomed. So they're interested in doing this. Now, from that, we get the bailout. Now, remember, if you go back to Nazi Germany, a lot of the fascist economic infrastructure was indeed installed before Hitler's seizure of power. This was done by a guy called Schacht, S-C-H-A-C-H-T, Hjalmar Schacht, who was the head of the central bank, and then he became Hitler's finance minister. But the problem is you've also got to have a political structure that goes with it. So here we have already the fascist corporate state, and again, that means the state-sponsored compulsory cartel for the purpose of crushing wages, driving down production, right, destroying industrial capacity, but shoring up the derivatives bubble, purely fictitious, bloated, speculative values. But you've got to have a political administration that goes with it, and that means this fascist mass movement. What we've seen so far is the situation where Bush taps your phone, the National Security Agency taps your phone, violating the FISA law, or some FBI agents come to your house and harass you. Fascism is when a mob of hooligans and goons and students and fanatics come to your home, burn it out, you know, lynch you, rape your wife, and destroy everything that you've ever put
together.
So this
is really the nightmare scenario that you project in America. If he gets elected, how you...
You can see this coming. Look, it's also the idea of an extra-legal goon squad that operates with the tolerance of the police. I mean, Mussolini's march on Rome in October 1922 militarily was a joke. There was no way they could seize control of Rome. But the army was told, don't do anything. And the police were told, fine, let them in. This is what we need. The ruling class wants this to be the next government. You've got this case up in Burlington, Vermont. A guy goes up to a book table of middle-aged ladies tabling for Obama, asks a very interesting question. What's the relation of Obama to Brzezinski? The middle-aged, charming ladies call the cops. The guy's thrown to the ground, threatened with a taser, kept in jail for 36 hours. He's now got a court date. In Missouri, you've got prosecutors and sheriffs who are saying, if you lie about Obama, we're going to come after you with criminal charges. Anybody who's got a Federal Communications Commission license knows that they will be in big trouble if we get the Obama-Pelosi-Reid regime. Larry Sinclair goes to the National Press Club in June, gives his charges against Obama, which you can see at his website, and then he's arrested with a hoped-up warrant by Bo Biden, the son of Joe Biden, the current Democratic vice presidential candidate. So you're getting an unmistakable pattern of goon squad activities where it's an illegal or extra-legal goon squad. Another one, if Bush taps your phone under FISA, the left liberals, of course, will scream. But you can go and you can hack into Palin's email if you're a young fascist from Tennessee, and you put that up on the Gawker.com, and everybody thinks that's wonderful. The left liberals think that's great. See, the interesting thing about the left liberals is normally they would be concerned about police state measures. But the genius of fascism is it allows the fascist mass movement to present itself under left cover. And that's really the key thing. Obama has that, right? Obama's got some left cover. McCain, of course, has none. So when it comes to strike breaking, when it comes to imposing austerity. Obama's more effective. McCain will say, we got to fight the war on terror, and people will say, get lost, go home. We're sick of this tissue of lies. Obama will say, I'm doing it for the polar bears, for global warming. I'm doing it for the third world solidarity, for people starving in Africa.
Well, I don't think there's a doubt that he's more worldly. He's more influential. He's more well-spoken. He's more
But he's more of a puppet. I don't know why you keep coming back to this. I think the guy is a wreck. In other words, what I see is mental impairment from cocaine and marijuana.
Okay.
He's not eloquent at all. If you take away the glass plates of the teleprompter, the guy's tongue-tied. He can't put two words together. He's actually worse as a speaker than Bush, except if he's got the glass plates of the teleprompter.
You really think so?
Sure.
Oh, I don't know, Webster.
How many speeches have you seen? You know, you can put together some of these the right-wingers, right, who are at least doing something. Uh-huh. They put together... he stammers, he stutters, he hems, he haws, he gurgles, he gargles. You know. Whenever he's in deep water, you can hear him searching for the words. I think in terms of being a spontaneous speaker without the glass plates of the teleprompter, he's one of the worst we've seen in recent years. It's a complete media facade of lies and distortions and above all, hero worship, because this is the other thing for people to understand. If you want to know who Wall Street's candidate is, turn on any television network for the evening news. You will know within 10 minutes. Wall Street demands Obama. If you don't want Obama, there's something wrong with you.
Well, I mean, obviously, you got more funding.
So what do you do? How do you respond? You want to fight back against Wall Street and defeat their candidate.
Yeah, I agree. I think that they've got the other guy in their pocket. And like I said, McCain doesn't look too good.
But he's a weak entry.
I agree, but what happens
if
McCain...
He's not going to be able to deliver. In other words, he'll try to deliver austerity. Mm-hmm. It won't work.
Uh-huh.
He'll try to deliver a coalition against Russia. That won't work either.
What if he dies, Webster, in office, and then they just put in Palin, and they put somebody in as the VP that they can, you know, more easily massage? Maybe people
will
go for
that. That's a much better bet than Obama-Biden. At least the only person who's not an investment banker, not a banker's boy, not a millionaire. I'd take a chance.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Well, then I'd also like to ask what you think the shot of Obama being assassinated in office is. I mean, obviously,
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, you think this
is one of the memes spread by the Obama campaign. And as a matter of fact, this is actually a turning point in the intelligence picture. If you're listening to the news reports today, we've got these two pathetic patsies, two mythomaniacs, two white supremacist skinheads, one from Tennessee, one from Arkansas, and they had a plan. They're going to rob a gun shop, go to a black high school, kill determined numbers of people, cut the heads off some of them, jump back in the car, rob another gun shop, get white tuxedos, and then attack Obama with rifles from afar. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is in the same league with the Fort Dix Six, right? The Six who wanted supposedly to barge into Fort Dix and start shooting,
mm-hmm.
or the JFK pipeline bombers,
mm-hmm.
or the Canadian fertilizer bombers.
Oh,
it's
absolutely ridiculous. I mean, there's no way you're going to kill.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, Rob Holmes on the way. I read part of the affidavit and played the clip.
But it's a necessity because this is a meme of the Obama myth. And one of the things the Kool-Aid cultists and lemming legions of Obama need to be told periodically that there are dark forces conspiring against their man, because otherwise it might begin to dawn on him that he is the candidate of Goldman Sachs. Look, you have this guy Cramer who goes on CNBC in the afternoons. Cramer speaks for the trading desk at Goldman Sachs. Now, Goldman Sachs money is flowing to Obama at about 3-1 to 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
So for every dollar that McCain gets bundled for him from Goldman Sachs, Obama gets 3-4 and maybe more. The government right now, it's not a Bush-Cheney government anymore. Those are lame ducks, caretakers, groundskeepers. They count for absolutely nothing.
If you look at this
bailout, Paulson runs the government.
Mm-hmm.
Paulson is the economic dictator of the U.S. Gates is so powerful that he's going to stay on into Obama, and he's a Brzezinski boy from the Carter administration, 77 to 79.
Yeah, well, I got to ask you. For instance, the continuity of government program. It was revamped in the 80s under George Herbert Walker Bush. You know, Cheney's pretty much been in the succession program since that. Obviously, you know, he was part of it on 9/11. Do you think his role in continuity of government or shadow government just ends?
I think it's finished, of course. He's washed up. He counts for absolutely nothing.
Really?
He
after 20-some years?
He wants. Look, I'll give you a concrete case.
Okay.
He didn't want North Korea taken off the terror list.
Mm-hmm.
And he fought a big battle, and Condoleezza Rice walked all over him.
Mm.
You've got Biden going to the Israelis and saying to them, "Dear Israelis, there's going to be a nuclear-armed Iran, and you are going to do nothing about it, and you are going to like it." Mullen goes to the Israelis and says, "Don't you dare do anything vis-a-vis Iran. We have our policy, and you will damn well do what you're told." So this entire world, see, the world of Bush, Cheney, and the neocons is gone, finished, kaput. They're washed up. If you're looking for covert operations, Obama is the covert operation. It is a postmodern coup. It's based on the Orange Revolution in Kiev, the Roses Revolution in Tiflis, Georgia, these other things that were going on during the Bush-Cheney years, the National Endowment for Democracy, the left wing of the CIA, the foundations, the Soros-Brzezinski human rights international crisis group, left cover world. See, if you're so focused on the top-down stuff, do you think the police state is coming from some building in Washington, D.C.? It's wrong. It's coming from a gutter near you with Obama fanatics coming up out of the sewer and coming after you with the connivance of the police.
Well, don't you think that they've also kind of set up an indoctrination? I mean, he's talked about the million-and-a-half-man youth brigade. I mean, do you think he's going to use more of the bureaucracies, maybe Homeland Security or something like that, to bring these into existence,
yeah, sure,
to indoctrinate the youth? I mean, that'll take some time, don't you think, Webster? At least a couple of years.
But this is the Obama regime. He's got five volunteer organizations. He's got a Homeland Security Corps, mm-hmm. a Green Corps. That's great. If they decide that you're a polluter, they'll come and burn you out and lynch you or do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole logic of Obama is stuff like, Mussolini had this youth movement called Balilla, this kind of stuff. Nobody knows these things in the U.S. anymore. That's one of the problems, is that, you know, fascism, the early phase of fascism is now 75 to 90 years behind us. So there's basically nobody left who remembers it. And the people who purport to write about fascism don't tell you. But the idea of having, you know, mass organizations of the government from somebody who comes into power with a movement of fanatics, that's fascism. That's Mussolini. And it's not the conservative, reactionary kind of stuff with Bush. Further example, one of the criticisms that Obama has of Bush is he attacks him from the right. He says, "Bush, after 9/11, you should have decreed crushing austerity. You could have cut the living standard by a third or a half and given that money to Wall Street under the cover of the war on terror. You didn't do that, Bush. That's what we're going to do." And he does it with left cover. Not bin Laden, not al-Qaeda, but again, the polar bear,
hold on.
Global warming.
I listened to his acceptance speech, actually, when I was driving back to New York. It was on NPR or something, and he mentioned bin Laden, and he mentioned, you're right, he mentioned going into Pakistan and wherever it took him. Absolutely.
This is the only place, though, and again, you've got to understand why are they doing what they're doing. The Afghan war is now being run for the purpose of destroying Pakistan as a unified state.
Well, and running opium.
Yeah, fine, but this has been going on forever. Tell me something new. The new thing is, instead of having one Pakistan with a government in Islamabad, it's going to be five or six mini-states. This is the Brzezinski policy. Micro-states and mini-states. So Pashtunistan, Baluchistan, Waziristan, Sindh, and they have these separatist groups that correspond to each of these. The goal, again, being that it must be destroyed because in a strategic confrontation, Pakistan traditionally goes with China against India, and the Anglo-Americans imagine that they'll be using India against both.
Out of that, don't you feel they still want to build some kind of a Eurasian Union that's under their control? I mean, you're saying Iran is probably off the table no matter what.
Iran is on the table, but as a kamikaze puppet to be thrown against Russia in the same way that Georgia has been thrown against Russia. There is a plan, and this is pure Brzezinski. Brzezinski would say, "Look, I installed this government. The mullahs were installed by Brzezinski." I read about this at some length in Obama the Postmodern Coup, The Making of a Manchurian Candidate. That you can get from the Alex Jones InfoWars stores. I've also got Obama the Unauthorized Biography. Both of these reflect the fact that the overthrow of the Shah and the bringing in of Khomeini was a Carter-Brzezinski project against the Soviets.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Brzezinski's world is determined by a fanatical hatred of Russia. And in this void of ideas, and you could see it, you could see this in public. The main public opponent of the neocons in terms of an alternative imperialist strategy has been Brzezinski since 2006, 2007, right? And he even tried to stop them from attacking Iran because he says, why do you want to attack Iran? I have plans for Iran. I can turn the Iranians against the Russians. And look what I can accomplish. Other possibilities, right? You've got Poland and Ukraine. This is Brzezinski country par excellence. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, these places. What they'd like to do this winter is to have a crisis where Poland and Ukraine cut off the flow of natural gas from Russia into Western Europe. So you get a hysteria in Western Europe, people who are cold and sitting in the dark and can't cook their food, and start blaming Russia. So you play Europe, and above all, play these unstable dictatorships of Eastern Europe that are sort of NATO, IMF puppet states. Play them against Russia and try to get rid of both of them that way. That's Brzezinski.
You know what, folks? Let's take your calls on all these matters with Webster Tarpley in the next segment. Hopefully we'll hold them over past the hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlan.com. Willie Nelson on the bus coming up in about 35, 45 minutes.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free.
With PatriotFood.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Okay.
The
day that
we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades. We're renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, on down to the Middle Ages, planet Earth kept going through.
but they were always renegades. All right, folks, I said I'd take your calls. We're with Webster Tarpley right now, the author of 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Obama the Postmodern Coup. And what's the latest one on Obama, Webster?
I'm afraid the latest one I don't think you can get from InfoWars, but rather from Amazon.com. Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography.
The Unauthorized Biography, and we've been going at it now for about an hour on what's coming up, and not only this election, but after this election. So let's start taking calls and get your views. Eric in Philly, you're on the line. What's on your mind, Eric?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I want to talk about 9/11 real quick.
Sure.
There is a lot of photographic evidence from the day after the buildings collapsed, the beams, you know, the way the beams are cut.
Mm-hmm.
When they do the controlled demolition.
Uh-huh.
You guys should have, like, some kind of picture book or something for people.
Well, I would say this. Richard Gage, who's Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and Stephen Jones both have excellent PowerPoint presentations. There's excellent YouTube presentations. I believe we show that evidence in Loose Change Second Edition. We show even more evidence on top of that in Loose Change Final Cut. That's all available for free online, and you really just have to look around for it. I mean, obviously, that's compelling evidence. I think that Stephen Jones is on the right track with some kind of a thermite basis to cut those beams in the manner that they were. Thanks for the call, Eric. Let's jump to Rick in South Carolina. Rick, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason. Always good to hear you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
And Webster Tarpley is an incredible intellect. I want to jump back a little bit to the beginning of the show when you mentioned Dean Barkley and Cindy Sheehan, mm-hmm. and we certainly want to get behind them and help them. But also, mm-hmm. I wanted to throw somebody else as a name out because what if we could get rid of Lindsey Graham? And
okay.
We're getting very close to it. There's a guy running neck and neck with him. Lindsey Graham has $4 million to run lots of ads. This guy has done it on a shoestring with $100,000 so far.
All right, give out a website.
And his name is Bob Conley. He's running as a Democrat against Lindsey Graham.
Mm-hmm.
And his website is aimhighwithbob.com, aimhighwithbob.com.
Do you have any comments on the presidential election, Rick?
I think that I'm going to vote third party. I'm probably going to vote for Chuck Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
I think Nader's a good one, too, and I think Cynthia McKinney is, too. I think we should vote our conscience. I think whoever we vote for, we should vote third party to let them know we're not eating the oatmeal anymore.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Webster? And I thank you for the call, Rick, that maybe, you know, even if we can't get our candidates elected, if we get a substantial amount of people voting third party, just third party, you know, Nader, McKinney, Baldwin, Barr, that does show the establishment that there is a large number of us.
I think people should look at a vote as a strategic asset. In other words, it's not a sacrament. You're not marrying anybody. You could get into strategic voting. Again, I think a lot of people listening to this are actually opinion leaders who should be able to move 10, 20, 50, 100 votes, not just their one wretched, miserable, tormented little vote at the end of all this, right? In other words, use your influence to move the masses. My points would be three. First of all, you want to stop Obama at all costs. That's the absolute imperative. No Obama. The second one, you've got to punish people who voted for the bailout.
All right, come back with us after the break, Webster. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. A day.